This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Marijuana tax collections hit a milestone in Colorado, $3 billion in total taxes and fees since recreational legalization. But the industry is seeing a downturn. CPR's Ben Marcus.
The state trumpeted the $3 billion in taxes and fees in a press release. But data shows that the tax collections have fallen by tens of millions annually as the industry contends with declining prices and black market products. Mason Tavert, an industry spokesperson, says the decline in sales is not necessarily because Coloradans are buying less cannabis.
You know, there's still the same demand. It's just that those products cost less now.
Tavert says that businesses in Colorado also face competition from new, unregulated products that the state is trying to crack down on. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The White House wants more energy production on public lands. Yesterday, the U.S. Agriculture Secretary issued a memorandum telling the National Forest Service to prioritize energy development. It directs the Forest Service to evaluate energy production based on the maximum amount of power produced per acre. One of the least populated places in Colorado has among the highest rates of homicide in the state. Costilla County in southern Colorado has only 3,000 residents, but has about one homicide a year and a murder rate higher than anywhere in Metro Denver or Colorado Springs. Just yesterday, officials announced they found the remains of a body on private property. They aren't sure of the cause of death, and it's still under investigation. This is CPR News.